This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
It's time now for Brady to give you all the entertaining news that he knows as we prepare for our, what is that thing? The Guadalupe Squares, that thing gets going. And that strange thing's back. It's already swimming around in my head. If you recall, we'll just prep you a little bit. Last year, while the Cubs were in the playoffs, was it 2 years ago also? But last year, for sure, little Caitlin O'Connor over there.
Caitlin O'Connor.
Okay. Eric's daughter was starting to say things without knowing were just Harry Carey sentences. And she was saying, holy cow. And
it's like the ghost of Harry was inside
Cubs
of her.
Win. And you didn't ever show her any of that stuff. She wouldn't have known, but she was saying, holy cow.
Blood fan.
So we were.
Yeah, she did say that one.
We created a few.
That would have been worse.
That would have been amazing.
Blood man, Cubs fan.
A Cubs what do you fan think? And a blood
yeah,
man.
What do you think of that, Stoney?
Holy cow and Cubs win.
Yeah, Cubs win, which was weird because she'd never. How would she have possibly known about these things? So we created Harry Caitlin Carey O'Connell. And
she was in full effect last night with me watching the game.
She's back.
Saying stuff like, how does a guy lose a ball
yeah,
in the
yeah,
sun?
Right. Yeah, she'll say,
Dada.
Well, what sucks is when you're losing like 11-1 and then your daughter goes, are we winning? No.
Yeah,
we're not winning.
Let's just settle her down a little bit there. This is something Harry would have said, too.
I've looked for a little while, Stoney. Are we winning?
Shut your face.
Yeah. Shut your little mouth. Shut your mouth or I'll shut it for you. So that's coming up in a second. And it gets weird. I'm just preferencing
shout out to the Gerbil family.
Yeah, it's just weird. Brady, it's time now for you to entertain us all. Please, for crying out loud, entertain me.
It's brought to you by Porkopolis Barbecue in Chandler in Scottsdale. And you'll be able to enjoy some Porkopolis tonight at the Big Red Night of the Dead. Gerard Butler. He put his body through the ringer filming the upcoming movie, Geostorm. So he turned to an alternate treatment to get him through it, bee venom. The problem is, he goes, I heard of this guy that injected bee venom because apparently it has many anti-inflammatory compounds. So he gives me a shot, and I go, that's interesting. Then he gives me 10 shots.
Yikes.
Then I have the worst reaction. Anaphylactic shock.
Yeah, it's the worst. You swell up like you've just been beaten to death.
He found out that he gave me 10 times too much.
Ah.
4 days later, he goes to the hospital. He goes, 4 days later, I decide to do it again because I think maybe I just took too much. Went to the hospital again.
Yeah, he's allergic to bee stuff. Yeah. My cousin all of a sudden showed up on Facebook. Look, I thought she was, I thought there was domestic violence. She's on her Facebook page. Her face is just beaten up like a prize fighter. She got stung by a bee and went into an anaphylactic shock, and her reaction was ridiculous. She looked like, I literally looked like when orangutans' faces kind of fold out and that big, huge, just blew up. Never seen anything like it in my life.
So this gambling website, British gambling website called Party Casino, decided to figure out who was the most profitable top bill male and female actor in Hollywood. So they looked at box office data going back 37 years to 1980, then determined which actors provided the best return for the money spent on their movies. In order to qualify, the actor had to have starred in at least 10 movies.
So basically what they're paying that actor versus
yeah.
what the movie
the
brought
site
in.
Says for every $1 spent.
Okay, this is how much you get back.
Yep.
Okay.
And since 1980, the most profitable male actor, Emilio Estevez. For every $1 they spent, he generated $6.70.
So they pay him dirt, and the movies do fairly well.
Yeah.
Well, and then it looks good for him.
And the biggies, The Breakfast Club, St. Elmo's Fire, The Mighty Ducks, Young Guns.
Mighty Ducks is the big one.
Yeah.
That thing was a beast. Breakfast Club stick, too. Young Guns, yeah, but Mighty Ducks was children and families and spawned off different, like two more. And then Stephen Baldwin did one, too, that was pointless. But he also did Slapshot, too. Which
he hasn't been in a movie over the past 2 decades. His most recent role was in a 2012 TV movie you never saw called Abominable Christmas.
Hmm.
JCVD was number two.
Jean-Claude Van Damme. So that was
$4.20 wow. for every
man. Emilio's killing it. He's $2 ahead of second place.
Yeah, and so for the women, it's even a bigger gap. thank you.
Well, no, because there's a pay gap.
We don't was number one for the ladies. For every dollar they spent, the return was $9.80.
So they have that Neighbors movie and Bridesmaids,
Insidious, X-Men.
Oh, she's an X-Men.
Number two, Regina Hall.
Okay.
$3.50.
She's been in everything. $3. She's in a Madea movie.
Octavia Spencer was number three.
So black people and women get paid nothing.
$1 for every, there you get $2.90 from
Octavia. That's not
but,
so great.
But the women drop, I mean, Rose is $9.80, yeah. and then number two is at $3.50. So you're right, the women.
Yeah, they're getting.
But it goes, you know, so now the argument is saying, well, the box office receipts, if we get equal pay, then that's going to drop down, don't you? Because you're spending the Hollywood spending more money for the women.
I don't know. Whatever they've been doing makes sense.
They also did the flip side, the least profitable. And it's surprising. Brad Pitt was the least. His return is 10 cents for every dollar you spend.
Yeah, well, there's some flops in there that were hugely
Johnny
expensive.
Depp, number two.
The Tonto movie. That alone probably broke Johnny Depp.
And that's what these top four, you know, Pitt, Depp, Robert De Niro, Hugh Jackman, Anthony Hopkins, they all had flops.
Huge,
in between
monstrous
the,
flops.
Yeah. A lot of them. Sean Penn is reportedly trying to halt a Netflix documentary on the Mexican drug lord El Chapo.
Because he's pals with him?
Well, this is pretty scary. The documentary is called The Day I Met El Chapo, the Kate Del Castillo story. Supposedly, some of the people interviewed said that Sean Penn tried to rat out El Chapo by revealing his whereabouts to U.S. authorities.
Wasn't that the whole point of his interview?
Well, 12 hours after the interview, Mexican police raided the site where it took place, but El Chapo had already left. They caught him 3 months later.
Right.
Sean is worried that if El Chapo's people think that Sean tried to get him captured, he and his family could be targets.
Well, that's what you get for being a rat.
He was, but he's saying...
You was, too. Because I've read the article that
his
he said.
His rep says the notion that Mr. Penn or anyone on his behalf alerted the Department of Justice to the trip is a complete fabrication.
Well, he needs to go to jail then.
It never happened.
For knowing and hanging out with one of the 10 most wanted people on the planet and then not revealing where they are. Well, so he'd gone to jail for all that stuff too when he tried to get that interview. I remember reading an article when he did that. When he said I had every intention of letting authorities know where I was.
He's trying to get the documentary delayed or at least edited.
He's a rat.
So you can chalk this up to
publicity.
Great publicity, yeah. Publicity for this documentary.
But does he get any piece of that at all?
Maybe that's
probably,
the real
if
argument.
He's the executive producer of it, then you're like garbage. If he's not, then he's just a rat and he got caught being a rat. And now he's mouthing off about, no, I wasn't a rat. That's why you don't do that kind of stuff. See, these celebrities think they're so super important, and then they go and try to change the world by interviewing El Chapo, and when El Chapo's people become reality and it's not a movie anymore, they get worried. El Chapo's no joke, man. That's something you don't want to go into and go, I'm Sean Penn, I can change this, and then I'll be a hero. El Chapo's guys are going to take you down. Well, matter of time. So long, Sean Penn.
Eric, I know you're excited for the second season of the Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah.
1 week away, and... More profanity from the kids.
Sweet.
Now, more profanity.
33% more profanity.
I'm trying to think. Season two. Is there that much in the first season?
Not too much, but they're upping it.
They're boosting it. Yep. And one complaint people had was those kids don't say the C word enough. And I'm with them on that.
As long as it's good.
Make it real.
And John, if you haven't picked up a copy of your Us Weekly and you want to read about They Talk with Kesha... I'll give you a couple.
Who
of
doesn't
yeah.
want to read about
Kesha
that?
Kesha talks about her love of popcorn and the tail that she was born with.
She's got a little tail. I've always thought her vagina to belly button ratio was too high. Every time you see her, there's way too much space between those two items.
That might have been the tail curling around.
Or in the back. Well, that would make sense that her back end is too long. Her body made mistakes. And then that part where the tail would be on the other side.
You're screwed. You just did it. You're going to be attacked.
By Kesha?
No, by saying that.
that her belly button and her vagina are too far apart?
Yep.
Am I?
That's it. That's the end of you.
Too much middle shaming?
You just, yep.
I'm fine over. With that. That's fine.
Somebody's going to hear that.
I'll stand by that.
I don't quite understand what he's saying, though. It's all ching chong.
Oh, here. See, thanks for fixing it. I have a balance.
That
it can't, it's like a horse. Like, it can't be more than two hands from the top of your vagina to your belly button. That. Hers is like seven.
Might as well go down to McDonald's, see if they're hiring.
I don't care. Kesha's belly button and vagina are too far apart. She's the one with a tail. It's not my fault.
You can say that stuff.
What happened to your voice?
What's that?
I'm sad.
You doing helium?
That was a munchkin.
It was very strange. He's very upset about Kesha's middle.
Can't say that stuff.
Her belly button's too high. It's weird.
Finally, Chester Bennington has six kids from three different women, and he left instructions in his will that they should always be able to visit each other and his extended family on a regular basis.
Isn't that what they, and that's up to them.
My children know that they have a large and loving family.
See, that just pisses me off. That you knew you had all that around you, and you wrote it down, and you knew it, and you abandoned it. And you're not even doing the story about Playboy grasping at straws.
Well, we kind of...
Kind of a little bit, yeah. The Playboy, if you haven't paid attention, is now doing a...
has jumped the shark.
Well, it jumped no, it along. It, when they it, took it, away nudity, it jumped the shark. I mean, we liked the articles and all, but the nudity was a big reason why
they
we liked
it. Back
it.
In.
They did, but it's just kind of boobs. It's not really crazy. And then now they've got a transgender, I don't know what trans it is, but it's a trans thing.
Transgender.
It's got a vagina.
Inez Rao.
So it was born a man, now it's a woman.
Inez Rao.
Dude's got a great ass, but I don't know who they're trying to appeal to. And I know that it's just a publicity stunt to try to get people to pay attention to Playboy again. But everybody's up in arms, and I really don't think it's brave.
I think taking the nudity out was a publicity stunt as well.
It was like Coke, New Coke. They take away the thing you want, and then they give it back to you later.
It's kind of weird. I thought magazines would die off, but you go to Barnes & Noble or Fry's, there's still a ton of them.
In fact, there's still a Barnes & Noble, surprisingly.
Well,
yeah, magazines
they have
are
books.
Everywhere. I know, that's what I'm saying. Surprised there's still books. Why would they even need a bookstore? Those things have all shut down. There's like three left in the whole city. They were everywhere for a while. But yeah, Playboy is kind of a, But who are they appealing to? What large audience?
Brady.
Would you go look at that? Would you? Out of curiosity, maybe. But I've seen Buck Angel.
Well, since the transgender's in
there. You think he wants to see that?
Yeah. Curious.
I know he's curious. You don't want to see that?
Not really.
Just a little bit?
Not on paper.
No, I'm just saying. Would you, like, open it up and go, huh? That's lifelike.
I got my fill from the little Instagram photo that sent out.
But not
of
the vagina.
Anus.
You haven't seen the actual.
Yeah,
honey
no.
You don't like those. You never looked at Ronnie's. You never eyeballed eyeball with that one, have you?
Not sure.
Did a full inspection
on
Ronnie's goods?
I'm not sure she has one. I haven't looked at it.
Have you given a good eyeball inspection to that? Like a real
I feel like if
stared at it, understood all
shaved or unshaved,
all the flaps and whistles that go down there. And
a lot of whistles.
Flying V.
A lot of flying V.
The inner one, the outer one.
It's like a train whistle.
Just inspect it. Just give it a good old gander.
Landing strip.
Pop it open. Take a look inside. Do like Karnak used to do. Blow into the envelope.
Sis boom bah.
Yeah. Hey diddle diddle. Hey diddle diddle. Hey diddle diddle. Just blow into the vagina. You say to your diddle diddle in the morning. Hey-o.
Bruce Olsen's really excited.
I know he
about
loves
that joke.
The old Carson Karnak stuff. But that's how Brady treats a vagina.
Sis Boomba. Sis Boomba.
Look it up, one? Kids. Look it up.
What's the noise a sheep with dynamite makes right before he blows up? There's sheep with dynamite blowing up. I don't know. It's an old Carson joke. Brady's vagina is Karnak the Magnificent.
Not Brady's vagina.
It's Ronnie's vagina. Sure he does. He took ownership of it at the wedding.
It is mine, Eric.
No. You take ownership of it. That's why no one else can have it.
I don't want to own it. I will rent it.
I'll use it, but I own it.
Leasing it?
I own that.
Yeah. I rent it for 2 minutes a night or so.
Like my house, Eric. I own it. I don't maintain it. That's somebody else's job. It's woman's work.
Exactly.
But I own it, much like Megan's vagina. It's mine. It's her job to keep it up. Housekeeping. I think she's a two, but... We got a Guadalupe Squares coming up. Probably some big red Night of the Dead tickets floating around in there, among a whole bunch of other stuff. We got Fear Farm passes. I don't know what's in there. We'll find out more. But you guys are going to we're gonna get a whole bunch of stuff for you and hand it over if you want to play. We need a woman. We need a man. 602-260-9800. The Squares are next.
Station identification.
K-U-P-D. Arizona's most powerful.